it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
All right. If you're close to someone on the show here and you want to text in, go ahead, call them out.
This is so funny.
That's what's happening.
So funny because my husband clearly gave this guy the phone number to text into the show.
Oh, maybe this has happened to some of you. When you do something nice for someone and you're like, no, I don't need anything. And then you try and give them a little thank you. And then they refuse it. Maybe the thank you isn't good enough. I don't know. Okay, it's text roulette. Go ahead and call in 414-432-1099. And again, sure, this is kind of about Elizabeth, but this has happened quite a bit. Matter of fact, this happened in my family, too. It happens all the time. You just don't want to take the stuff. You want to give it back. How many times has this happened to you? Okay, here's the text. From Up North Aaron. Do you know Up North Aaron?
Up North right. Aaron is one of our neighbors, yes.
He's got a little issue with you.
I know he does. I've got an issue with him now. He texted into the radio show.
Well, we landed on it. We're doing this here. Doesn't matter who you are. When doing work for friends, does there have to be a monetary passing of funds, like in an envelope, when the work both parties are working on so very hard? So you're both working on something.
We're all working really hard on the project. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is a thing that's happening, and I really want to know what you all think about this. So we do have Up North Aaron is incredible. He's very, very handy, mm-hmm. and he's willing to help on certain projects. And he's really helped us with a lot lately. I mean, they had to patch up part of the house. We had to put up a ceiling fan on scaffolding. We borrowed his scaffolding. And so I said to my husband, I'm like, we need to pick up a little something for Up North Aaron.
It's kind of like a neighbor down here in Waukesha, Pewaukee,
exactly.
or Racine.
Which is
borrowing stuff.
Exactly. And we haven't in any way returned the favor. Not that he's had any projects at his place, but we haven't returned the favor. And I don't want him to think that we're taking advantage. If he listens to this, which he will listen to this because we'll send him the audio through the text line, I went and picked up a very generous Quick Trip gift card that we put in an actual thank you card.
Are there Quick Trips close by where Up North Aaron
lives? Oh, yeah.
Lives?
Okay. Oh, yeah. So everyone, right, so that's not everyone an issue. Can use Quick Trip.
All right,
use Quick Trip.
Sure.
So I had Eric sign the card. I signed the card. We put it in an envelope. And this is about 3 weeks ago now.
Oh, my gosh.
I handed him the envelope and he grabbed it. And he said, nope, I'm not taking this. And he put it down. And we said,
proud.
No, please, you need to take this. You're doing a lot of work for us. We would be paying other people to do this.
He's
and
a proud
you're
man.
Helping us.
Yeah, he's a proud man.
And
he likes
he's like, I could feel there's something in here. and I'm like, and you'll like what's in there, so take it. So that day, he's like, okay, fine. Puts it in his back pocket. Day goes on. We ended up, Eric's climbing up the scaffolding to continue painting this great wall that we have. And there on one of the top parts of scaffolding is the card.
He gave it back. Yeah.
So fast forward to the next time he's over. We try to give him the card. Eric was going to put it in his truck. He gave it back. Now over the weekend, they were doing more work on the place. And Eric, I think, put it in his like tool bag. And he gave it back to us. So now he's texting in. What do you do in this case? What do you do? I understand that he doesn't want monetary. Fine. I'm thinking, do I make food? Do I do something? And I just feel terrible. I mean, he doesn't mind helping and he's offering to help. But don't you feel that in your soul that you need to do something for the person for being so kind?
I can tell you're starting
and thoughtful.
You're getting frustrated with Up North
Aaron. Well, now he texted into the show saying, what do you do when both parties are working very hard? I don't know, man. I feel like you are climbing up scaffolding. You're on the roof. You're lending us your tools and your time.
Yeah, that's
true. So
what
do you do in this case? What do you all think? 414-432-1099. What can you do?
Done this with my father-in-law. Put gas in the car for him when I borrowed it. And he was like,
oh, so take his keys and take his truck. Oh, he'll love that.
Yeah,
no, right. I won't do that.
He's like, you didn't have to fill it up. Yeah, I did have to fill it up. And then I also left $20, like wear and tear on the vehicle. Left $20 in the visor. And then I get a text later in the afternoon. What the? You know, I can't repeat what he texted me in jest, but he was like, I'm giving you this $20 back. Sure enough, you know, we'll get something from them. Like, oh, here, my mother-in-law made a cake or whatever, stuck in the frosting or whatever. There's the 20. Oh, no, you're getting this back. So it's kind of a fun, playful thing going back and forth. So I don't know. I don't know if you can do anything except keep trying to give it to him. Maybe eventually he'll take it. Maybe.
Well, and good neighbors are incredible, and we're very fortunate to have such a great neighbor up north. But here's a text that says, take the money back.
Okay.
He just wants to be a nice person. Uh-huh. Make him a nice dinner or go out to dinner and treat him.
No, because he'll sit there at the table and not eat and he'll watch like, you eat.
That's
nope,
the
nope,
kind of
you
person he is.
No, nope, I don't need to eat.
I need to figure it out. I need to crack the code and figure out what would be a way to show my gratitude and thanks. And look, think about it just in any relationship. You've heard of the love languages. People have love languages. Some people, for love languages, it's acts of service. It's, you know, spending time together. It's gifts. This is clearly a person that it's not gifts. Like, okay. Not at all.
Does he have a truck?
Yes.
Okay. Probably drives up north quite a bit. It's dirty. I think the next time he comes to help you do something, you should. You should lift the keys. You should take and go to Quick Trip. Get it washed. Do the deluxe though. Do the $12 one.
You know that how they say like in Texas, don't touch another man's like cowboy hat. Yeah. And here in Milwaukee, it's don't touch another person's Harley. Up north, don't touch another person's truck.
Don't be touching my
truck.
That's
why I was thinking the Quick Trip gift card. I'm like the driving back and forth. The Quick Trip gift card would be great.
How about this? Use that card. Get some food. Get a coffee. So whatever he likes. Do you like the coffee?
Sure.
The soda,
get something to eat or drink. So food.
Leave it in the vehicle. Like right before he's going to leave. And then he's got no choice but to have to eat it.
Food.
I don't know. Yeah. 414-432-1099. How do you
thank someone that doesn't want to be thanked?
We got a ton of text messages coming.
I know.
Grill, beer, Packer game.
Done.
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anna, thanks for taking our call here. So how can you get someone to take a gift for doing some work for you, doing something nice for you, and you're like, no, really, I want to give you something. Because up north, Aaron keeps giving back this Quick Trip gift card, which, according to Elizabeth, is a pretty generous gift card. He doesn't want anything for his work.
I feel like I don't
want
to say the dollar amount because I think he might regret
generous
that he's giving it back. It's a generous gift card.
Anna, what do you do?
So my husband is the handyman for like all of our friends. They all just recently bought new houses and he loves helping them with projects. All I ask is feed my husband and we come over, we have a nice lunch and then they get to work on whatever project they have. And it's nice, but we don't like taking money. Like we tell all our friends, please don't pay us. You know, we love coming over and just helping out and
feed his belly.
See, but like, my take is though it's taking him away from other projects. I know he has a lot of rental properties. He gets pulled in a million different directions with his kids. He's a lot of things he could be doing or just not working, but he's choosing to work. That's where I feel like the gratitude comes in, that you're taking time away from your family to help us out. Like you, that's where I feel like people probably want to pay.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's, like, the satisfaction. If, like, I know for my husband, he gets that satisfaction of, like, doing the work and just being helpful.
Yeah.
So that and that my friends, you know, our friends trust us enough or trust him enough to come out and be helpful in that way. Like, he doesn't feel like he needs compensation for that.
So you're saying Elizabeth should like grill out, make a big meal, and also give him the leftovers too.
There is always a beer in the fridge for up north Aaron, and he knows it. There's always plenty. Like whatever he needs, he can have.
And honestly, that's like the thing that my friends now do. We come over, they have like a cookout or we grill out, they have drinks, food, and everybody gets to work and just, you know, that time together is just kind of nice just to, you know, talk and work together and have a project to do, and it's just kind of a good time.
And
it's
funny. And but I appreciate you hearing it from your point of view, that you're saying it's not, you don't want the money. You are being honest when you say that, and you're getting fed. So that's a way to show gratitude. Thank you so much for calling in, Anna.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
All right. Bye. And there now I got to buy a lot of food.
You got to buy some food and get it going here. See, we're always solving things on Text Roulette, although you have to spend a little more money.
That's all good. I've got a Quick Trip gift card that I can use now to buy the food.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.